This is an abridged version of Who Was Nikola Tesla by Jim Gigliotti. Nikola Tesla was a very smart boy who one day in 1862 did something not very smart. He decided to try and fly. He climbed onto the roof of his family's barn and jumped off holding an open umbrella. Unsurprisingly, he fell to the ground with a thud. Fortunately, he didn't break any bones, but it took him several weeks to recover from his injuries. Nikola was less than 6 years old at the time. There was no such thing as an aeroplane. He didn't know anything about gravity or the forces that allow things to fly. The only thing he knew was that he could picture himself floating through the air with his umbrella, and he thought that if he could picture something, he could make it work. Growing up on a farm in Croatia, Nikola had lots of opportunities for experimenting. His childhood inventions included a frog catcher and a water wheel. At school, Nikola loved science and he amazed his teachers with his ability to solve maths problems in his head. His mind raced with thousands of questions. In the evenings, he raced home to his father's library and would stay up late into the night, reading his books by candlelight. Eventually, his father took away the candles so that he would sleep more, but Nikola simply made candles of his own. When Nikola left school, he went to study engineering at university. He studied late into the night and learned about motors and machines in his spare time. One day, a machine arrived at the university and Nikola's teacher showed it to the class. This machine forced electricity to move in one direction. Nikola argued that it would work better if the electricity moved forwards and backwards. His idea was called an AC machine, but nobody had yet worked out how to make one. "You will accomplish great things," Nikola's teacher told him, "but you will never manage that." Nikola began building complete machines in his mind, imagining them part by part. Try as he might, he could just not make it work. Perhaps his teacher was correct after all. When Nikola's father died, he gave up university and went to work for a telephone company to earn money to help his mother. However, his mind still raced with thoughts about how to make an AC machine. If only he could find a way to make it work, people would one day be able to have electricity in their homes. One day, he was walking in the park with a friend when an idea suddenly came to him. He could use magnets to reverse electricity. Excitedly, he picked up a stick and began drawing his ideas in the dirt. 2 months later, Nikola finally built the first model of the AC machine, and it worked. However, Nikola could not find anyone to invest money in his plan. They just did not understand how important his invention was. One day, Nikola's boss was sent to work in New York with Thomas Edison, the inventor of the light bulb. He took Nikola with him. Edison was very impressed with Nikola's hard work and determination and gave him increasingly challenging projects. Nikola created generators to provide ships with electricity for the first time. Despite his success, Nikola was not making enough money to buy food. His family were on the other side of the world and he felt lonely. He wondered if all his hard work had been a waste of time. He took the only job that he could find, digging ditches. One day, a colleague overheard him talking about his AC machine idea and introduced him to an electrician called Albert Brown. Together, Nikola and Albert Brown founded the Tesla Company. Nikola's ideas would allow thousands of people to have electricity in their homes, and suddenly major engineering companies wanted to invest. He began making large amounts of money selling his ideas. He was able to employ engineers to work for him so that he could return to his first love, inventing. Inspired by looking at the power of waterfalls, Nikola began finding ways that the force of water could be used to generate electricity. Soon, every home on the east coast of the United States had electricity. Nikola dedicated the rest of his life to inventing. Nobody believed him when he said that people would one day carry communication devices around in their pockets. Of course, he was correct, but mobile phones were not invented until 50 years after he died. Many modern ideas such as televisions, the internet, satellites, and neon signs have been possible because of Tesla's ideas. Today, there is a famous company called Tesla, which was named after the great engineer. Their mission is to design environmentally friendly cars which run on electricity. They are even experimenting with cars that can drive themselves.